Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to our podcast on healthcare support workers in the THH, the Hillingdon Hospitals. And here we have Raj, lead nurse for education with us. And thank you Raj for taking your time and joining us.
No, thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to talk about our healthcare support workers.
So Raj, we just want to know that what do you think about the role of healthcare support workers in the trust?
What do I think about healthcare support workers, or what do they do? The answer is in the title, healthcare support workers. So they support the healthcare professionals. However, I don't think that's a very good description. Personally, I believe the healthcare support workers, and let's be very clear, healthcare support workers is not HCAs, okay? It also involves maternity support workers. But that's not every healthcare support worker, right? You've got healthcare, you've got theater technicians, you've got neonatal technicians, you've got A&E technicians. These colleagues all form part of the healthcare support worker umbrella. I believe they do the most work, the heaviest jobs for patients, okay? And I, having been a nurse pre and post reg for more than 25 years, I believe that having good healthcare support workers makes the lives of registered nurses and registered midwives and other healthcare professionals much, much easier. I don't think we can do our job without healthcare support workers. And I am ecstatic to have a day dedicated to healthcare support workers.
Thank you, Raj. I totally agree with you. So my second question is, any available development opportunities in terms of education in the Hillingdon hospitals we have for healthcare support workers?
Yes, thank you, Priya. Absolutely. We have a huge array of development opportunities available for our healthcare support workers. So the first opportunity for development is to complete the care certificate. Now, as you know, the care certificate was a result of a review done by commissioned by the government. And now it's mandatory for every healthcare support worker to complete the care certificate within. So the completion time is 12 weeks and it's got 15 standards. So now, if you want to access any clinical skills, for example, support workers can do a venipuncture, how to take blood. But before you do anything else, completion of care certificate is mandatory. So there are clinical skills that our colleagues, healthcare support worker colleagues can do. They can also be put on level 2. And level 3, health and social care diploma. Now, health and social care diploma is what the previous NVQ level 2 and NVQ level 3 was. After that, some healthcare support workers can go and do the assistant practitioner course or associate practitioner course. Okay, it's the same thing. Now, that is not the nursing associate. It's very, very different. Okay, one gives you a registration. The nursing associate gives you a registration with the Nursing and Midwifery Council, i.e. NMC. But the associate practitioner or the assistant practitioner is a university course over 2 years, but it doesn't give you a registration. What it gives you is, after you've completed either of those three courses I've mentioned, it gives you entry to go and do nursing. So that's called registered nurse degree course. Now, the registered nurse degree course is what gives you your registration as a nurse. So if you've done nursing associate or associate practitioner, instead of 3 years to become a nurse, it takes you a maximum of 2. Now, I know some universities will say 18 months. The issue is funding, of course, but that's not at Hillingdon only. That's everywhere. Okay? Then there is also what's called the RNDA, Registered Nurse Degree Apprenticeship. Now, the nursing associate is already via the apprenticeship. The RNDA is also via apprenticeship. And it's very, very similar to the Registered Nurse Degree course. Will be over 18 months, but because of apprenticeship, maybe 2 years. And you come out with exactly the same qualification. Okay? But let me be very clear, Priya. Before you even think of doing a course, the first thing you need to do is have a discussion with your line manager. Without discussing with your line manager, we will not be able to enroll you on anything.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Oh, thank you very much, Raj.
But look, all in all, they do the hardest jobs.
So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media, and send us any other comments, and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.